Now to our question, what does American music mean to you? It's part of an occasional series at Here and Now. We've been asking musicians of all kinds for their personal playlists of quintessential American music. And boy, have we gotten a wide range of answers, from Wilco to the late jazz great Ornette Coleman to TLC and a personal favorite of mine, Witchy Tie Tie. Well, now to Michael Morgan. He was born and raised in Washington, D.C. He's a product of the public schools there. He studied piano, idolized Leonard Bernstein, a man with whom he'd later work. He is a conductor who is also the director of the Oakland East Bay Symphony and artistic director of the Oakland Youth Orchestra, where he works to share his love of classical music with young public school students, not unlike his younger self. He's also one of only a few African-American conductors leading a major symphony orchestra today. And for our series on American music, we started by asking him what that phrase, American music, means to him.
For me, American music, like America, it's often quite optimistic. Even the saddest pieces are quite optimistic. It's very open. It's very eclectic. It reflects the size and the distances, especially the classic older American composers. The piece I think is the most American in the repertory is Appalachian Spring of Aaron Copland, which has the wide intervals and the long distances, especially in the beginning when he does one of the most beautiful dawns in music history. Appalachian Spring goes from that very still and beautiful opening into the rhythmic, driven music you expect from America, combined with those wide intervals. And so the piece actually covers a lot of the scale while being rhythmic and energetic and again, very typically American. I don't think anyone was better at distilling the time in which he lived or the music that surrounded him than Leonard Bernstein. This is the Mask Movement from Age of Anxiety, which is really just the solo pianist and the percussion section. That's the great thing about Bernstein. As someone once said, he really wrote himself down in the music. You could hear all the things that were going on in his mind, one after the other, all of the energy, all of the neurosis, everything. And that's another thing that's just incredibly American in a really great way. One of my favorite living composers and a wonderful friend is Mason Bates. Mason is really good at not only making the electronics mix with the orchestra, but show off both to their best advantage. You never get the feeling that one is subservient to the other. They work together. Take his ability to take a structure and lay over it a feeling of improvisation, even when the orchestra is not improvising, when everything is written down. It still has this enormous freedom. And at the same time, the rhythm, which is what, after all, holds life together, always with tremendous energy, just a brilliant young composer. In my opinion, the single most underrated American composer is Duke Ellington. The American genius for combining almost anything with almost anything else is really what you hear going by in the Ellington Harlem. You hear strains of a blues, and then you hear a bit of a jazz riff, and then you have the connective tissue of sort of urban living, and the whole thing becomes a really large organism. He was a jazz performer. He was African-American in a time when the field, the classical field, the orchestra field, was largely closed to African-Americans. And so there are all sorts of reasons why he would be thought of as less than or not thought of at all against the other great American composers. And then you go back and you look at the inventiveness, you look at the craft. There was so much more going on in that head of his. The idea of American music, it really reflects the country, and that is, it's such an array of ideas, and so that array of ideas will find its way into American music. Even with music as globalized as it is now, I still think in American music there's even more of this business of bringing together strands from everywhere, and that is just a distinctly American trait.
Michael Morgan, conductor and music director of the Oakland East Bay Symphony, which also performed all the pieces you just heard. To find his list of quintessentially American music and many more in this series, go to hearandnow.org.